Welcome to Single Mom Mindset, the podcast, a place for choice moms, donor-conceived people, and non-traditional families. Now let's do this thing. Well, it's been a minute. I'm so glad that you're here. I don't know if you know, but I've actually relaunched my YouTube channel. I have been posting videos every Friday. And if you're not into YouTube, I decided that I'm going to start posting the audio versions of those videos straight onto these podcasts. So here's two episodes that are already out. I'll link everything, obviously, in the show notes. But I'm so glad that you're here for the audio version.
I have some enormous news. You already know that I am a solo mom to two, and I am doing something insane that I myself didn't even think I was going to do. I've been debating this for a long time, and you're the first to know that I am trying for baby number three. I am insane. I recognize that. Okay. Again, you know my backstory. I had my first with my ex-fiance. I had my second using a donor and IUI. I did it in the clinic. This time I'm actually considering doing it at home using ICI instead. It's all really crazy. It's new, but it all really started when my oldest and I were having a conversation 2 weeks ago, and she was saying, you know, like, I really want another sibling. And I was like, you know, I've been going back and forth with the idea of having another or a third. And yeah, the conversation was just talking about the, how are we going to do this and the logistics and yada, yada, right? She's going to be nine in a few days. So she grasps a lot of it. Okay. And then the following afternoon, we are downstairs cleaning up the storage room, getting some organizing done. We're not even thinking about the baby thing anymore. Okay. We are doing some organizing, and I'm going to show you, I'm going to pop all these things on the screen. Cause I am a huge believer in signs. I'm a huge believer in the universe. I am a huge believer in, divine timing, and everything happens for a reason, and we're all guided and whatever. I won't get too woo-woo on you, but yeah, it all was like, girl, hello, this needs to happen. Okay. Yeah. Again, so I was looking through one of my old boxes when I was doing interior design, just probably something you didn't know about me, but I studied interior design twice, two different schools, got my diploma in it, and never worked in the field whatsoever. It's a little passion of mine. It's just that I don't necessarily have the eye for it. So I never really felt called. I'm better at drawing and drafting and things like that. Like, I liked the technical part of it, but the creative part of it didn't really come naturally to me, I guess. So I kind of felt defeated whenever I would try. So story for another day. Yeah, back to what I was saying. We're going through some of the boxes and I find this purple like file folder thing, and I didn't even remember I had this thing. Okay. And apparently I kept this little file filled with things from my first pregnancy. And this is with my daughter that I was talking to, we're having this discussion with. Okay. And it had all the sonogram ultrasound pictures. It had, pregnancy magazines. And we were both like, what the? Okay. So I got like that sinking, like, wait a minute feeling. Okay. And then we're looking through, because the whole reason we're looking through this is we're looking for my aunt who is no longer with us. She died before I was even born. We're looking for her jewelry box that was passed on to me. And inside of the jewelry box, we're opening it, and there was a pregnancy test, a positive pregnancy test from when I conceived my daughter. Okay. And then, like, that's not it. Another thing about me that you may not know is I dabble in acting. I've been acting on and off, my God, like 20 years now. I don't even want to say that long, but that long. I'm still 21, but it's about that long. I found some old scripts, and one of the scripts was literally called A Letter to My Unborn Child. And I kept that script, and it was sitting right on top of one of the folders as I opened it. And it was like, okay, get it, we got it. Okay, it was like huge neon sign basically slapping me in the face. Yeah, so we got the message, understood, the assignment is understood, okay? And yeah, so I'm excited to let you know that we're starting. I'm meeting with my fertility doctor again next week. The week after next. And the ball is rolling. I'm starting to look at donors again. I don't know if I'm going to use the same donor as I used for Leo because I was really silly and I didn't buy additional vials because I was kind of certain, like, I'm going to have one more and that's it. So I didn't really plan ahead, which is not recommended. But I've never been, as much as I'm like Capricorn, I am like a horrible planner. I kind of just do things as they come. So yeah, huge news and I'm excited. I'm going to take you along for the entire ride, which I didn't get to do for either of my other pregnancies with my daughter. I felt really insecure. I was 25 when I got pregnant. Not that that was a bad thing. I thought it was a great age, but I had a lot of body image issues and the fact that I was gaining a lot of weight. That was really, really hard for me. And I regret that now because I didn't document as much as I could have. And it's so silly because I loved being pregnant. I just was scared about how I would be perceived by people on social media and, oh my God, she's gained so much weight or she looks terrible or whatever. Like, I couldn't at that time handle that judgment or I feared that judgment and I kind of let it rule what I was doing, which again, I regret, but everything happens for a reason. It's fine. We have lots of pictures. I just never ever shared them, but I could have again documented so much more. And with my son, again, I did IUI using a donor and I was scared about how that would be perceived and how would my early pregnancy go. And there's only a certain time that you're supposed to announce it or not announce it. And I was trying to do things the right way and follow the rule book and all that. Despite the fact that I was doing it totally not the rule book way, right? This time, everyone knows the way that I'm raising my kids as an independent mom. I am proud of the way that I'm raising my children. So with that said, I'm going to take you through the ins and outs of fertility appointments, everything. Do a little play-by-play as everything kind of unfolds. Because of my program, Single Mom Mindset, it's a guide for women like me, moms like me that go through this entire process, but I didn't document it as it went. So this is gonna kind of go hand in hand with the program or be a free resource too that takes you through everything. And I'm excited. I'm excited to do it again. I'm a little bit nervous because now I'm gonna be 36 and pregnant if I get pregnant soon, right? They call that a geriatric pregnancy, which is crazy town, which I understand it. I understand medically but it's crazy. So it's going to be 10 years that I'm between my first and my third pregnancy. So that's huge. Hopefully my body is able to do this again. It would be my third cesarean. Like, there's so much to get into, so much to unpack, but I hope you come along for the ride. I'm going to share every little detail. So yeah, this is really big news, really exciting. And thank you for being here and supporting. So don't forget to subscribe, set up that notification bell, comment, like, share. All of your support means a ton and I'm excited for this ride. Maybe not. Here's a good number. They always say that if you're going to have a third, be prepared for four because you might want to have another. And four is my lucky number. So, but we're going to start with three. We'll start there. Okay. I'll see you next week.
Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe, leave a review, and come back next Thursday for an all new episode. Bye.